You're just a couple of seconds away from a piece that we did that was an exclusive for News Talk 1540 KXEL in Waterloo during our Sunday newscast. Well, this is all about a marketing tip for business. If you are trying to get more people to know who you are, what you do, and why, we've got three things that you can start to do almost immediately. Hang on, it's a marketing tip coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review here on News Talk 1540 KXEL. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You know, usually at this time during the Business Week in Review, we'll share a business interview. Today we're going to switch that around and give you some marketing advice for you and your business, and it has to do with ways in which you can get more people to know who you are and what you do. Because the more they know, the more business you can do. I mean, that's kind of the idea, right? So first, for full disclosure, I have for years been involved in the world of marketing and advertising. Our work is centered on creating desire on the part of consumers for our clients, products, or services. It's what we do. Well, today I'm going to give you a brief look at three things you can do starting tomorrow that will have a positive impact on your business, no matter if you're selling widgets or selling a service. You ready? Let's go. Real quick, three things. First off, it's the business blog. Last month, I was in Arizona for a client's annual meeting. It's an association that has members small and large in the United States and in Canada. Well, one of those small business owners, who happened to be from Alberta, Canada, said to me, "You know, years ago, when he suggested that a business blog would help my business grow, I doubted it. But I figured that you probably know more about that stuff than I did, so I tried it. And it worked. People looking for what I sell can now find me faster, and I've been able to tell my story to a much wider audience. Worldwide, in fact." Well, it was a nice compliment. And he's spot on. So let's talk for just a moment about the business blog. It does tell your story, it does make a product or service come to life, and it does aid in search engine discovery. And it's pretty easy to create and far more inexpensive and accessible than buying print. To get you started, you'll need to find a blogging platform, and there are many from free to paid. To find one that's right for you, Google blogging platforms. There are several articles out there from this year that talk about the features and pricing for each. Now us, we've used the blogging platform TypePad for years, and we find that it matches our needs. At $14.95 a month, you'll get a great-looking blog that can be customized and is readable on desktop and on smartphones. Okay, so the first step in blogging is knowing your audience. Who would be interested in your product or service? I mean, you ought to know that, right? For example, I know attorneys who have great blogs. They write about what they do and offer tips to their readers. I also know professional mommy bloggers who write about being a mom. I mean, it's often fun, and they actually make money doing it. So the key is to know who you want to reach and then write your blog directed to them. So what do you write about? Well, we always suggest you create a blog calendar. Set aside an hour a week to write your blog and post each week. Doing that will get you into a rhythm. And what do you write about? Well, stuff goes on in your business all the time. If you pay attention and you're mindful of what's happening, jot a few notes during the week and then structure your blog around those experiences. How long should your blog be? It depends. I usually suggest no more than 400 words. You want it to be a quick read, not War and Peace. However, I also author a blog that runs weekly that has more than 1,000 words, but it's a hobby blog. I'm not selling, just offering commentary. And that's important. Don't always sell. Explain, offer tips, and give the backstory of your business. People like doing business with people that they know and like. So if you're selling stuff all the time with your business blog, it just doesn't work very well. Also, use images, video, and audio on your blog. Now, you can visit with your web development people, and have them place your blog on the homepage of your company website. Not the entire blog post, just perhaps the headline and the first 10 words or so. Enough so that on your homepage, it will change each week. And that change on your homepage is important for discovery purposes by search engines. Finally, use social media to extend your message and make it accessible to others. Always title your social media posts with a headline or the topic and then a real short description, and always put new blog post in caps in your message. People will know there's something new. Also, don't forget to copy your blog and use it on LinkedIn. There's a place on LinkedIn that offers you the opportunity to post longer articles, and you'll be seen by professionals and other decision makers. It really does work. All right. What's the next tip? That's first tip is your business blog. Next tip is social media. It's not too late. Get active. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube are all great tools to expand your audience. But to do this successfully, you've got to post often. For example, here at Insight on Business, the News Hour, we post to Twitter 15 to 20 times a day. That's spread out over the 24-hour period. Now, that's critical because your customers may be in different time zones and because Twitter continues to roll sort of like an old teletype machine we once had in newsrooms. If you're not posting several times a day, your message is going to be missed. Also, remember that social media is really social. So, make some friends along the way. If you're not sure about how and what to do, there are some great articles out there about using social media for business. But remember, even though Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram, all those things are free, it still takes time. And if you don't want to be tied down to your computer tweeting every hour, you can use a service like Hootsuite to schedule your Twitter posts. It's pretty cool and effective. And finally, let's talk about podcasting. If you're writing a blog, why not turn that also into a podcast? You know, the spoken word is amazing. You're listening to this broadcast right now, and what you're hearing creates visual images in your mind. That's the power of radio and the spoken word. I've been a radio broadcaster for over 40 years, and this is such a powerful medium. And with podcasting, the spoken word gets even more powerful. So powerful that even radio stations are now podcasting. Why? Because they know that we're all time-starved, and people today want to tune in when they want to tune in. So if you don't have time to sit and listen every day at 5 p.m., you can pick up the podcast at 9 or at midnight, or even, for those of you who are still up, at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, podcasting isn't for everybody. It does take time to write, edit, and share. And if you've got the time and talent and a little money, podcasting equipment can run between $500 and $1,000. Do it and share your spoken word. Now, there are thousands and thousands of podcasts out there. To get a handle on what's hot in your industry, just search. For example, if you search Insight on Business the News Hour on Google, you'll find that our podcast is available all over, from iTunes to Stitcher to TuneIn Radio. In total, our podcast is on 8 different podcast platforms. And our listenership? It's in the thousands each day. Well, let's say that you don't have time or talent or money to do your own podcast. What you can do then is search out podcasts in your niche and then ask to be a guest. You'll find that most podcasters will be supportive of that effort. All right. So we've talked about business blogs. We've talked about social media integration. And we've talked about podcasting. They're all connected, and we haven't even touched on video. I like to share with people that you have a broadcasting station in your pocket. It's called your phone. And if you employ some of those tools, you'll be discovered, and it will work for your business just as it did for my friend in Canada. There you have it, a quick marketing tip from our advertising and marketing agency, Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, which is, by the way, the engine that fuels the Business News Hour. All right, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Jack Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.